My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. The Whole Mama Podcast. This is Jenna Gibbons. Thank you so much for joining me today for episode 37, 6 Ways Homeschooling is Ministry for Your Family. This episode has really just been on my heart lately because I feel like I am also in the thick of it with any of you who also feel this way. And just kind of heading into the fall season, whether you're, you know, taking a break for your fall break or just kind of really into our homeschooling journey this school year, and just having a couple of reminders of why we do what we do, and just a little bit of encouragement for you. I know I need it, and I know that some of you out there do as well. So I hope you have something delicious you're drinking while listening today. This is a little bit of a shorter episode, and I apologize getting these out. The intention is to get back on to Thursdays, and quite honestly, it has been crazy. It's been fun and busy since we've started our farm school, and just getting back in the grind of things. So this is coming this weekend, and then, you know, we'll be getting them back onto Thursdays. So thank you for your patience and for joining us. So along with having something to drink, I just finished, it's called a Disc and Cider. I don't know if you've had those. They're local here to the Nashville area. We've had a busy day here on the farm, cutting down trees, prepping for the next week of school. I've been trying really hard to utilize crock pots and trying to make dinners a little bit easier, and just had to get some things done around the house, as I'm sure you have been doing as well. And always hydrating as well. I hope that you are always drinking water, giving your body what it needs, as I am doing as well today. So updates at the Whole Mama. As I said, the farm school, we are having so much fun, and we're only a month in. So if you've checked out on Instagram, I've been sharing what we're doing every week, and it's just been a real joy of my heart. It is hard and busy work, just prepping and getting everything ready, especially as it's been very hot here in Nashville. But with this cooler weather, it's just been wonderful, and the kiddos are having a blast. We're learning, we're diving into some really cool topics, and it's just been really fun, and I just have felt such a calling to do this on our, you know, on our farm, and so I'm very blessed to do so. So that has been fun. I'm working on starting up our monthly newsletters from the Whole Mama. If you're not on the email list, check that out in the show notes. And I have exciting news coming here in October of something put together to help you if you are finding it challenging to get your kiddos to bed peacefully. So look for that. I'm excited to share that with you here in the next few weeks. And I will also be having an episode in October kind of recapping the whole Wild and Free Conference. and just, gosh, it was so much wonderful information, and I have to kind of go through it, and I want to share the most important highlights for you. I had a lot of people ask me about it, which is really cool. So I'll be having that on an episode coming up here as well. And then I just also, you know, obviously we are all very saddened to hear of just everything going on in Florida right now after the hurricane. And I just want to just, you know, kind of say just a special shout out to all the mamas who are you know, just in Florida dealing with all the things after this massive storm, and also trying to make sure that your kiddos are well cared for, that you're, you know, comforting them with whatever they have seen or experienced. And that's comes a whole nother layer of responsibility for you as a mother and for you and your spouse. You know, to kind of comfort and nurture your kiddos through such a tragic event. So just wanted to let you all know that we are praying for you and thinking of you during such a time as this. So let's dive in. So this is all about how you as a homeschooling parent, you are actually providing ministry for your family, you know, as you're teaching at home. And when you think what you're doing isn't worth it or isn't valuable or isn't as showy or busy as, you know, professions that maybe you left or to do this or just, you know, what your friends may be doing, I just want to remind you of a couple things. And the first is this quote that I think I saw it on social media and I just wanted to share with you. And it's this, it says, "You are the creator of their childhood. You are the one who can show them the joys of a simple life. Teach them to appreciate what is around them. Practice slow living. Don't rush through life with them. Have them bake the cookies, even if it takes longer. Get the Play-Doh out and let them make a mess. Go on a walk, even though you don't really feel like it. Read them lots of stories and sing plenty of songs." And that's from A Homemade Education by Shelby Dursa. I was such a good reminder because I was in the thick of things this week, and I am tired lately, and I know some of you are as well. And I think catching up on sleep is important. And in previous episodes, I've said about, you know, you have to take care of your needs. And one of those is definitely getting enough sleep. So I'm hoping to catch up on that here shortly when we're on our fall break. But I think with burnout and all of that is also just reminding yourself, like, why am I doing this? You know, all those little tedious tasks that seem are exhausting. Well, they are exhausting and seem, you know, mundane. Like, why am I, is this worth it? What am I doing? You know, here's laundry again. Here's, you know, I got to go teach a lesson. I got to go back here and wash the dishes. So it's all those different things that a lot of times, you know, are very repetitive, are very, they're a lot, plus teaching, right? All those different things. And so the first thing that I hope that you can do for yourself is just waking up, reading some scripture, or also having like a morning prayer to remind you that homeschooling is much more than just checking off boxes in your planner. It is much more than those lesson plans you're trying to get through. It's the opportunity to plant those seeds of the Lord in your children's hearts. And it is not easy work, and it is extremely honorable work as well. Remembering that you're planting those seeds, right? You're laying that foundation, and that in itself is an extremely honorable task for any parent. You know, raising someone is doing something. It's something huge. And I think nowadays we kind of take that very lightly, like, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm a parent, I'm raising kids. But I think we forget how incredibly important our job is. Whether you have one child, you know, two children, six children, it doesn't matter. It's such an important time now, especially in the time that we're in these days. You know, you're shaping hearts and raising little people, you know, to love the Lord and with purpose in this world. And that's a lot of responsibility, not to put pressure on ourselves or anything, but I think not to take our jobs lightly and to be, what an honor it is to have a child that you can show the world to and teach and remind them how loved they are every day. So I thought of just, you know, a couple different ways just to remind you, you know, ways you are ministering your family in your homeschool space. And I read a great blog. I'll put the link, you know, in the show notes for you if you wanted to read a little bit more. A couple of her ideas I share here, and just other ones that I think we forget, and how easy it is that we, you know, are ministering. And if you're not, here's a couple ideas for you. So this is the first two. I feel are more just reminders. Like, number one, that those mundane tasks are worthy. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as for the Lord. And, you know, it's one of those things as a reminder. I teach my children for the Lord. I wash dishes for the Lord. I buy groceries for the Lord. I shape the hearts of my children for the Lord. You're doing this work for your children, for your family, and for God. You know, like these children were given to you for a reason, to nurture, to care for, to teach. And, you know, it's not just the math lesson. It's not just teaching them how to write and communicate. It's all the things. It's you know, making sure that they have healthy, delicious food that you can provide for them, that they have comfy bed sheets, that they have clean clothes, that, you know, all those things that are there. And the thing, too, is they're watching you. They're watching you see all these things. They're watching you provide for them out of love. And that is not any less worthy than anything else you do, probably even more worthy. Even though you're doing it every single day and you feel like it may not be, what worthy work it is. The second is, you know, raising children is holy work. And there's a quote by Andy Stanley that says, your greatest contribution to the kingdom of God may not be something you do, but someone you raise. And, you know, as I said, raising someone is doing something. Your value to the Lord's kingdom is not just in what you do for your church. It's what you live out every day in your home in front of those children who are watching you. And homeschooling, you know, is all of that and more, right? It's not just that to-do list. It's serving God. It's serving your family. And, you know, they're watching you in the everyday things that you're doing. And that kind of leads into number three, which is, you know, you're modeling so much to your kiddos, whether, you know, they're three or they're in their teens, right? You're modeling working through hard tasks and challenges with God at the center of all of it, of everything. And you're modeling, you know, your love and devotion to your children, to your, you know, your spouse, to your family, to God every day, you know, through the things that you do. And so, you know, it's one of those things when you're raising kiddos to love God and to be amazing people in this world. It doesn't take just one thing. It doesn't take just going to church together on Sunday. It doesn't take just helping, you know, someone occasionally. It's that regular service and commitment to your faith and to the people, you know, in your life. And that may be through, you know, starting your day with worship music, you know, through prayer together, through devotionals, through scriptures, through attending church or going to youth groups, through serving others, through, you know, even if you have a small business, you know, how you're serving, you know, if your business is successful, well, how are you giving back, you know, after, you know, doing that hard work through your business? How can you give? That should be, you know, a modeling that you're doing all the time. And whether it's financially or, you know, or actually going to do something, but your children are watching you serve. And what, you know, gosh, what an opportunity it is to be able to show them how, you know, you can serve in so many different ways. And it's even on those days when you feel like everything is tough and everything seems pointless to you. You know, God is watching. God is with you. He knows these struggles already and also knows that these tasks are important in serving him and are teaching us, you know, what we should or shouldn't do and learn from failures. And your kids are watching all of it. And so modeling is extremely important. And as I was talking, you know, about how, you know, different things you can do to learn about God, to teach God, to teach, you know, the Bible and everything. One of those things that, you know, as a new homeschooling family, when I started, you know, teaching my kiddos was, you know, really incorporating faith, which was partly, you know, why we decided to teach at home, was that we could incorporate our faith. And, you know, one of those great ways to do that is memorizing scripture. It doesn't have to be long. I mean, if your kiddos are little, you know, it's going to take a while just to memorize a little verse. But even at our farm school, we do that. And, you know, it's so important because it sticks, you know, and they can carry it, you know, on and apply it to things in their lives. The one that we're doing right now at farm school is I can do all things through God who strengthens me. And we talk about examples of, you know, what could come up in your life where this would apply, right? And we do little hand motions to help them remember. So memorizing scripture together is will help them navigate their life and trust in God and live godly and, you know, in abundant lives. And I know I have some, there will be some scriptures, that will stick with them and they will remember and they'll carry on in their lives and it'll be their go-to through those times where they're questioning things or they're, you know, just in a really tough spot. And I think that's really important. It's such a wonderful foundation for them, something to lean onto through those difficult times. Number five is, you know, just kind of teaching them how to pray. You know, we all pray different in different ways, but I think sometimes they, you know, my husband and I try to pray out loud so that they can hear, you know, what it sounds like to talk to God, and that it's a, you know, you can pray at any point in your day, many times, and it doesn't have to be so formal, you know, as growing up, I thought it had to be, right? And, you know, so when those challenges arise, we're teaching our kids how to respond to problems, and that's one of the greatest gifts you can give them is teaching them to pray, and there's so many different resources out there, and I'll put a couple in the show notes for you, you know, different ways to teach your kids about, you know, to talk to God, that it's an ongoing relationship with Him, that it doesn't just happen when you're at church and you're like, oh, I got to say my prayer for the day, you know, that you you talk to Him in the morning, you talk to Him before meals, you talk to Him if you're going through something, you're unsure of something, or you just want to talk to Him, you know, and then ending your day is a wonderful way as well. And so that's an important thing. And the last thing is, you know, serving and helping others together. Just as I said about being a model, you're modeling how to, you know, be a helper, to not do the minimum, right? You're not doing the minimum. That's a huge thing in our family is don't do the minimum. Push through, work hard, you know, be the helper, be that person that can make someone else's day better or make this world a better place. And in the blog that I have below, she talks about that Jesus taught his disciples about serving, you know, as he ministered to others with them right alongside him helping. Discipleship expands and carries on through our children. And that's how it works. And that's amazing. You know, what you're doing today for your kids, you know, they'll do for their children and so on and so on. And what a legacy to leave, you know? So I think that it's, you know, incredibly important. We thank God every day for the greatest gift of being a mother, and we don't take it lightly. You know, we don't take it as, you know, well, this is just another thing. No, this is the thing. This is so important, and it's the greatest and most important calling of your life. And you know, God will use you to teach them about Him and how His love for them and their ultimate calling and purpose in this world. And you know, it's a wonderful thing where, if you're, you know, my son the other day, or just a couple times, he'll say something like, oh, I want to do that for my kids, Mom. I mean, that to me is what an honor for him to want to do, you know, he always says, I want to homeschool my kids, Mom, or I want to do this. And, you know, and we have our days, believe me, we have our days, but I think, you know, or he'll say, oh, I want to do that for my kids. Like that, I feel like I'm doing something right, you know? So, anyway, that's my two cents on just, reminding you to keep going even on those tasks. And, that just seemed kind of tedious, but all of it, it's all this foundation that you're setting for your kids. And, I think we all need that reminder sometimes that it is important work that we do. And I hope that going into the holiday season, which is my favorite time of year, although it gets very busy, is I hope that you also, along with this great responsibility, you find some time to rest for yourself and fill your cup, as I've talked about many times, because that's incredibly important to fill your cup so that you may serve your family, with the greatest and fullest heart that you can. So thank you so much for joining me today at The Whole Mama for this episode. And like I said, information is in the show notes. I look forward to chatting with you all next week. Catch me on social media as we share about farm school and some exciting things coming up here in the fall. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. I know gravity will bring me back to you. Hey Mama! Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.